Joining us on the Outdoor Show, we got Greg from Bait Plus in Gwinn. That's a huge area that folks are traveling to go to deer camp this year. Greg, is the excitement palpable there in Gwinn? What's going on?
Oh, this week has been very exciting. A lot of people coming in, getting excited. They've been actually seeing bucks on camera now. So it's going to be a good opening day.
I do too. The buck to doe ratio seems to be the best. I can say that it's probably the best I've ever heard of in the UP. Just of course talking about all the different reports coming in. 1995 was sort of the benchmark for my experience deer hunting in the UP, and that was a phenomenal year. But there was such huge numbers of deer that year. I don't necessarily think the buck to doe ratio was very good. There were just so many deer that eventually you were going to see a buck. So. This year, lots of reports of bucks being very, very aggressive because there's not a lot of does out there. Are you hearing the same thing, especially in the last week with the rut getting started?
Yeah, especially in this last week. It's not unusual to find a few on camera. I got a couple of pictures of bucks actually fighting on camera. So yeah,
really?
It's getting better right now.
Well, you're kind of breaking in and up on me a little bit there, but... All right, let's talk about what's selling here going into this weekend. What are you seeing the most going from your shop? I mean, is there a certain scent or your mineral blocks or bait?
Good apples and corn and sugar beet.
Okay.
We got some carrots, but those only a certain group are liking those. They're not a whole lot of them are taking the carrots.
Not a hot seller, is that what you're saying?
No. We got plenty of carrots left.
What about your scents in there? What are you seeing going for your doe and heat or any of that stuff? And we're going to continue with Greg from Bait Plus in Gwinn and talk about other products that he's got there that might be of interest to deer hunters, especially one secret weapon. So stay tuned for part two coming up in our next Outdoor Report later this hour. Thanks for tuning in today to the Outdoor Show.